too many blankets. Too many blankets and my personal heater. Are you awake, darling? Are you awake? Oh, you're not really awake. You're halfway between slumberland and the waking world. And you won't remember any of this in the morning. And that's perfect. And that sounded more sinister than I meant it to. Come here. You won't remember this in the morning. You never remember it. You never remember my words, my confessions. And if you did, oh, I would never hear the end of it. You call me ridiculous. Adorable, downright cute. And then I'd have to tickle you, and then, oh, it would end in a pillow fight, and you don't need to be beaten that badly. I mean, it'd be embarrassing. I mean, I adore you, and I really, really adore you, but you cannot hold your own in a pillow fight. I mean, God, you're lucky I love you. And I do. I love everything about you. I love the way you sleep. Still. Non-moving. You dream and your face, it becomes animated. I lie awake for hours watching you. I wonder what you dream about. I hope you dream about me. When you smile, that smile that makes my heart stop in still perfection. I hope it's me that caused that smile. I love the way you get up in the morning. So resentfully. Clinging to the blanket. So grumpy. It's so cute. You're so adorable. And then the way you buy and laugh. Oh, ninja yawn. I love the way that you stumble from the bed, blind, arms reaching out for coffee. And I hate coffee, and I make it for you in the morning. I leave a nice, warm bed to make coffee. If that's not a declaration of love, I don't know what is. I love the way that you unconsciously just come closer to me. When we're standing on opposite sides of the room, without even realizing it, you will come closer and closer and closer. And then you're there. And I tested you. I honestly thought I was imagining it. But no. It always just come closer to me. Even when I put obstacles in your way. Pillows, duvets, Lego. That was impressive. I love that you want to be as close to me as I want to be to you. I love the way you laugh. I love the way you focus. I love the way that you are just so, so sweet. I love you. I love everything about you. And I confess that every night. I know I haven't said it. Not really. Not in the daylight. When you're awake and caffeinated. I haven't said it. And neither have you. But I've said it every night. Every night that we've been in the same bed. I've said it. And I've made ridiculous declarations. I mean, Tom Cruise jumping on a sofa kind of declarations. I drank coffee for you. You don't know that. And I will deny it. But I did. Because you're so wonderful and you love coffee so. It can't be that bad, right? Okay, it was that bad, but I drank it. In bed. I like the space. I always have. Ninja yawn. I run hot. So I don't want to be enclosed in a cage of arms. I don't want to be wrapped in a body and blankets. And that, again, sounded far more sinister than I meant. But with you. Be close. So I spend my night fighting the covers, overheating and shifting. Oh, it's worth it. It's worth it. You're worth it. You're everything. And I absolutely, utterly, completely love you. And you're awake. Oh my god. You! I'm not coming out. How long have you been awake? I'm not coming out. No. I am now going to live here in this duvet under this pillow. I'm not coming out. How long have you been awake? You are! Betrayed in all my life. I'm not changing the subject. How could you do this to me? I mean, it's bad and I'm not changing the subject. Oh, why did you let me whisper on? Oh my god. I'm not blushing. You don't know if I'm blushing or not. I'm hidden. Sod off, you cannot. I do not blush that hard that you can feel the heat through a bloody duvet. God, you're such an. I can't believe that you're awake. I can't believe that you just lay there and pretended to be asleep. That's evil and sneaky. You are sneaky, sneaky, sneaky thing. Shut up. I take it all back. Every word. It was heat stroke. I've overheated
You look so damn smart.
I'm not saying it. I'm not...
I kind of hate you now. So I don't have to say it. I hate you. I absolutely hate you.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. You are such a sod.
I can't believe you did that. I can't believe... What do you mean, why am I embarrassed?
I'm embarrassed because you caught me being all soppy
and saying stuff like that I drink coffee and that I hope I make you smile, and it's embarrassing.
I didn't say anything else.
Oh, I did say something else. I hate you.
Go away. Go away. Why do you like this side of the bed? It's cool and there's no one evil and sneaky on it. Stay on your side of the bed. Yes, I am trying to smother myself in this pillow. I take it all back. I don't love you. I hate you. I really hate you. You're sneaky and mean. Okay, it's not going to change my mind. I hate you. I really, really hate you. I hate you. With all of my heart, and I'm going to hate you until the day I die. If I say it, can we pretend that this never happened? Pretty please? Okay, I'll say it once. While you're awake, although uncaffeinated, I hate you. What? Oh, that wasn't what you wanted me to say. Oh, what did you want me to say? Well, maybe if you said it first, I might say it back. Maybe. Okay. Go on then. You hate me too. I hate you. I really hate you. I hate everything about you. I love you. I do. Saying it while you're awake is really scary, though. Because you'll remember this in the morning. I love you. Don't say it. Don't say it now. Let's go back to sleep. Cuddled up and close. And then in the morning, when it's bright and bloody ninja, you. When it's bright and shiny, say it then. say it in the daylight. Because that'll make it real. Come here. No, I like your side of the bed. It's warm and snuggly and evil. I'm glad that you're awake. I'm glad that you heard. I'm embarrassed, but I'm glad. Now, for sleep. Until tomorrow.